Hey everybody, my name's Ryan Dean. You might know me for my ambient music project, Geranium, that's streaming now on Zan. So anyway, this weekend I was looking for some old tapes to get some more samples out of. I was at this old yard sale, and I found this big box of tapes in there, probably 40 or 50 tapes in there, and they all have this weird guy on them. His name is Don Kroot. I looked into him. Yeah, his name is Don Kroot. And I found basically nothing on this guy. I did just a quick Google search, but it was really engaging, you know, what they were talking about on the tapes. I found it really interesting, and I think you will too. So next couple of weeks, we're going to go over these tapes. So instead of the normal podcast, I think we're going to do something different called Don Kroot's Scrumma Town. So without further ado, here's episode one of Don Kroot's Scrumma Town.
Roll the tape. It's that time of the weeks again. Once again, live and in person from the van. It's Don Kroot. This week's theme is Just for Fun. You can call into the show and tell me your best business ideas, and Coconut and I are going to discuss whether or not it's any good. So, Coconut, open up the line. Who's on the line? Go ahead, Scrumbletown, you're on the line. Who do we got?
Donabon? Hey. So I've got an idea for the beginning of your show. I call it the cough couch. Yeah, you cough into it, but it's like a big hanky, but like the size of a couch and the shape of a couch, you know? So you never have to like cough in the same place twice for your health.
Would you care to elaborate on that?
No! Anyways, God bless and love that oil.
I do cough a lot, but... Well, Coconut, you would have a place to sleep if we went with that idea. Alright, Coconut, I don't know about that one. Let's see who else we have on the line. Yeah, who am I talking to? Hello?
Mike.
What? Coconut, do you Listen, buddy, I wouldn't still be living in my van if I knew how to speak not the Queen's English. What do you want?
Sorry, Monsoir.
What? I don't know what that...
I don't speak
what are
that
you saying?
Great of English. My was a movie about a park with some dinosaurs.
Okay, well, all right, look, I got a show I got to run, guys. It's been great to talk to you, but...
Wesley Stevens sucks his show.
Okay. Well, all right. Thank you very much, but I got to keep the show moving. Coconut, did you understand a single word that they said? Me neither. Everyone's a damn comedian until they're getting a rash on the monkey bars hanging next to Rake Half Hands Jefferson. Coconut, you gotta screen these calls better. Coconut. It's one damn button, Coconut. Turn this off, it isn't even ready yet. Wait a minute. Oh, we have a fax coming in. We don't get many of these. That's coming in from Brownwater. We got a brawa here, Coconut. Yeah. Alright, let's see what the fax says. It's taking its time. Well, that's a picture. Okay, it's brown. I didn't know the fax machine printed in color. It's a picture of a humanoid figure. It's got little buttons for eyes. And It looks like a heart sewn onto its chest, on the wrong side of its chest. And whoever drew it wrote, in cursive, might I add. They signed their name as Randy, written above it. It's kind of cute, actually. Well, Coconut says we got a caller. Who is it? You're on the air. It's Scrumbletown. You're on the air in Scrumbletown.
Hello, is this Don?
Yes.
Can you hear me? I'm calling from a phone that my dad bought me. It's a satellite, you know, from space.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a car, technically.
Well, from car to car, did you receive my message?
Your message is... Oh, is this Randy?
No, this is Tumpy. Tumpy Scrumpy. Mr. Tumpy Scrumpy. Did you get my idea?
What idea is... Did you send the fax? I'm confused.
The cum crow?
The what?
It's like a scraw crow, but it's more of a cum crow.
Oh, yeah, the cum crow. Right, yeah. Well, Tumpy, why don't you let our listeners in on what we both know so well? Explain more clearly what exactly a cum crow is.
So the cum crow, or the Randy, as I like to call it, the Raven Tracting Nutritional Dispensary, will ensure your yard is full of crows and maybe other birds, too.
Oh, a cum crow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what does it do?
The idea is quite simple, really. It's a sack or a bag, if you will, and you fill it with cross seed, and the crows that come to you, they're such magnificent birds.
Why do you want crows? I don't understand.
I mean, like, it's just for fun, maybe friendship?
Okay, So it's a bag or a sack, if you will, and it's filled with scraw seed. Let's talk logistics, because I'm interested in where you're going with this. Where is your seed supply coming from?
It comes from all over the place. This is Brownwater County, as you well may not know. This is one of the scraw capitals of the whole Tri-County area.
Oh, that's true. Why do you think I live here?
I was wondering the same thing, Don, but I know we've got the same ideas. We're there together with Randy.
Okay. The cum crow.
The Raven Attracting Nutritional Dispensary. Exactly, you're getting it.
You're deflecting, though. Invest in this, I need to know what kind of channels we're going to go through.
Maybe my father had something to do with this. Mr. Devlin Scrump of Scrump International, second largest employer of this fine county we reside in.
You're Devlin Scrump's kid.
He may not say the same, but...
Alright, Tumpy, say no more. I think I got exactly what I need. We're gonna take this off the air. I'm very interested in following up with you. Coconut's gonna take your information, and we're gonna talk more soon. Coconut, why don't we cut to commercial and get this chum's number?
Alright, I'm gonna pause here for a second. Pretty weird, right? But the reason why I want to keep revisiting this week after week is because of this. I've listened to a few of these tapes now, and I think I stumbled on something. So, on one of these tapes, an episode that aired a couple weeks later, I heard this advertisement, right? It's clearly produced by Don, who's the host of all these broadcasts or episodes, whatever you want to call them. Anyway, a couple weeks later, he aired this advertisement.
Tired of being alone? Good news! You aren't alone anymore. After all,
What's a loan? A loan. Some give a loan to a friend. Some give a loan to a distant cousin. A pal of mine gave me a loan, so I can give you, Randy, your new best friend. Your only friend. The kind of friend who gives you the kind of friendship you desire, no matter what. Now consider giving me a loan, so I can loan you a Randy today.
Thank you, I'll be held responsible for any damage caused by crows or dark deer. You won't die, you probably possess a Randy, you cannot legally own a Randy, or illegally tell them to turn us up.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fishy, right? So I think we stumbled on something a little more mischievous that even I could have imagined. So at first I thought this is just some weirdo from the 80s, got a hold of some radio equipment, wanted to broadcast out in the world, but I think I have an archive of a con man at work. So I'm going to make this podcast intention to uncover whatever it was that this Don Krute character was up to. So what happened to him? What happened to Tumpy Scrumpy? Were there other victims of Don's scheming? Well, that's what we're going to find out. And we're going to find out on the rest of these tapes. Anyway, everybody, I'm Ryan Dean of Geranium, and this has been Krutecast. Be sure to smash that like and subscribe. Hey guys, this is Ryan Dean from Geranium, and I have a new podcast for you. It's called A Krutecast, Who's in the Van? It's about these tapes I found with a guy named Don Krute here. Just take a listen.
Welcome to the back of the van. It's happy to have ya. Hey, this is Don Krute, and you're listening to the Don Krute Scrumble Town. Let's take some calls.
She has all of these rugs. They're everywhere. They're beautiful. They come from all of the three different corners of the county.
Calling from the Brownwater County Semi-Public Library. You are 68 days late on your fee of $117.17.
Sweet pampers, Don. You got yourself in a swampy, sticky pickle.
Well, I don't understand. Why don't you just keep the gasoline taste in your mouth?
Hey, babies and gentlewomen, stop by the fourth most popular pawn shop in...
He puts me on the line because he says that he doesn't talk to other people on the phone, even though that's what his job is. I don't know. He doesn't treat me the greatest, but there's a smell.
Here, take the tube. You know what to do.
Well, how far is the Brownwater County Correctional Facility from where you're staying?
Well, we're right next to the correctional facility.
Oh, then you can come pick me up.
Coconut, who's in the van?
A Krutecast, Who's in the Van's premiering April 15th on most streaming platforms. See y'all then.